Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's some good news for residents and county governments and local governments in your area just this week, and it has to do with the annual impact fee revenues that your area sees as a result of folks that are drilling for gas in the Marcellus Shale formations. What's going on here, and how will this affect your local governments?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate the question, and honored and delighted to announce that the this year's impact fees from Act 13 are coming back to the counties and municipalities that make up the 68th Legislative District. And the amount in combination for the three counties in which I represent will receive $15 million, which is a significant impact that will help our county governments and our local municipal governments fund a whole host of activities. Under Act 13 of 2012, impact fees are generated by the extraction of natural gas, which fluctuates depending on the price of natural gas and the rate of inflation, with a portion of those fees being directed back to the communities impacted by natural gas drilling. And of course, my area being one of the most prolific natural gas production areas in the Commonwealth receives a great deal of those impact fees once a year. And since 2012, impact fee revenues have topped $1 billion across Pennsylvania. Bradford and Tioga counties have received more than $100 million between them since implementation of the impact fee, which I was honored to offer the omnibus amendment, 73-page amendment that became part of the law. And despite the reduction in production recently, and natural gas drilling continues to generate significant economic benefits for Pennsylvania, and especially the northern tier here where actual drilling is taking place. And I'm pleased to have the money coming back to the counties and municipalities to help with housing, social service programs, watershed remediation, and various infrastructure improvements that may be needed. I know that the county commissioners have opened a brand new 911 system, emergency 911 system, have made a lot of improvements to their courthouse. Many of the townships have actually benefited with brand new township buildings and equipment to maintain their roads, for example. And between lower gas prices, jobs, and increased revenue produced by the industry, we've seen real and tangible benefits from the harvesting of this natural resource. So the impact fee revenues for this past year in Bradford County, the county commissioners will receive almost $5 million, $4.9 million actually. And then the Bradford County municipalities, the townships and boroughs, will receive another $2.6 million. Tioga County commissioners will receive $2.6 million, with the municipalities receiving another $4.6 million. The Potter County commissioners will receive $250,000, and the municipalities, the two in my district, will receive about $8,800. The fees are collected from the drilling companies, with 60% returned to benefit our counties and local municipalities affected by drilling. The rest of the money goes into a Marcellus Shale Legacy Fund administered by the state to be used for emergency response planning, training, and other activities, water, stormwater, and sewer system construction and repair, infrastructure maintenance and repair, as well as statewide environmental initiatives. The counties and municipalities have the option to use funds to address a variety of drilling impacts, including preservation and reclamation of water supplies, improvements to local roads and bridges, construction and repair of water and sewer systems, delivery of social services, including domestic relations and drug and alcohol treatment, local tax reduction, local affordable housing needs, and assistance for county conservation districts. In total, there's about 13 different categories in which the money can be spent, and it is sent to the municipalities and county commissioners to decide for themselves.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.